השיעור today, to make this short, my question is, can I give today maybe part of the שיעור in עברית?
Yes.
אפשר, אפשר. עברית קלה.
עברית קלה.
Okay. So I'm going to start in English, and I will switch later to עברית to see. Okay. Because he told me the time of שיעור now is not the regular time, I would like to walk into the Marais Mekomot later and to start from other aspects. We stay very, very close to Yom Yerushalayim. Tonight is Yom Yerushalayim 38 years ago, from the time when we returned to Yerushalayim, to Mekom HaMikdash. And I would like to take this opportunity and to see something very, very interesting and also very relevant for us, for our children, about this day, how Chazal explains this to us. We know every Shabbos morning when we say Kiddush, before Kiddush, we say Psukim about Shabbos. One of the Psukim is ששת ימים תעבוד ועשית כל מלאכתך. חזל tells us, ששת ימים תעבוד, זו מצוות שבת. Very interesting. ששת ימים תעבוד, זו מצוות שבת. Somebody stay in the office early, from early in the morning to late in the night. This is מצוות שבת. What exactly חזל want to teach us? Moreover, when we say other psukim before kiddush, we say ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת, לעשות את השבת. לעשות את השבת. In Hebrew, in the slang, when somebody spends Shabbos by somebody, he say עשיתי שבת. עשינו שבת. But Torah is not a language of slang. What does it mean לעשות את השבת? If Shabbos start 8 o'clock, Shabbos over 9 o'clock, nobody cannot stop Shabbos to walk in, nobody cannot stop Shabbos to walk out. If I prepare for Shabbos, if I not prepare for Shabbos, it's really not relevant. Shabbos start, I need to finish. All my work, what I do in the week, all my activities, is what is mean לעשות את השבת. How I exactly make Shabbos? Yes, we know we need to prepare, we need to have special food for Shabbos, good. And many other things special for Shabbos. But if I don't do anything, still I have the obligation of mitzvah Shabbat. Is what does it mean לעשות את השבת? Okay? This is the two questions, what I would like to start, and we see how this is relate to Yom Yerushalayim. The answer of these two questions start in this way. The first mitzvah, what we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we go out from Egypt, is Shabbat. This is the first mitzvah. The Torah tells us, Sham sam lo chok u'mishpat, where in Mara, what chok u'mishpat, what kind of mitzvot HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us when we stay in Mara a few days after we go out from Egypt, the first mitzvah Rashi tells us is Shabbat. Shabbat. Why this is the first mitzvah? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for us to do. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sneh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, please go talk to Paro, speak to Am Israel, I want to take him out from Egypt, to take them out from Egypt. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the respect, if you ask me, I feel it's a major mistake. Why? To take nation, what have mentality of slaves over 200 years, to take them so quickly outside and to give them freedom is very dangerous. Because if they don't know what to do with the freedom, the tragedy will come so deep and we never cannot fix this. If you will ask me, I will say, we need to announce next year we, or 2 years from now, Bezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Egypt. I will show them a few miracles. this is true, and we teach them how to deal with Sweden. To take them so quickly and to change the mentality of Am Yisrael so quickly is big risk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you send me, I don't have choice, but when I will talk to Paro, I don't go to play with them game. I will go to ask him really for 3 days to go outside from Egypt, to serve our God, and we'll see what happens after 3 days. Is there really no to deal with freedom? Great. If not, we return to Egypt. It's not a way to sneak out. It's really what I go to ask. Because Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, say to Paro what you want. I will show you how Am Yisrael in short time can change the mentality from slaves to free. Am Yisrael go out of Egypt. The first week, they're in shock. First, they go quickly. After a few days, the Egyptians behind them. The first time when Am Yisrael really feel freedom and relax is Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met al Shfat Hayam. And the Natziv explained, what does it mean at Mitzrayim? Vayar Yisrael et Mitzrayim met a few times. The essence of Egypt died. Now, this is the first time what they really feel freedom. Shabbat Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, how many days you ask to check if they're ready for freedom? How many days? 3. These 3 days start now. Vayichu shloshet yamin bamidbar. In the end of the third day, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them the first mitzvah Shabbos. You see Moshe Rabbeinu through this mitzvah of Shabbos. How Am Yisrael can change the mentality from slaves to freedom. Because Shabbos is not break. Shabbos is not weekend. Shabbos is special day. What I am the opportunity to check all my week with big perspective. Shabbos, I rest. I have neshama yetera, and this give me the right perspective about what I do in the week. Everything good what I do in the week, I transfer to the next week. Everything wrong, I try to fix. Shabbos is special day what helped me to affect all my week. From this reason, unbelievably, in the Jewish life, never Shabbos after Shabbos. We need minimum 1 day of work before one Shabbos to the other. What does it mean? We have 6 days of work before one Shabbos to the other. The answer is Shabbos in our calendar is not only the 7 days in the week, Shabbos. Is also Rosh Hashanah, is Shabbaton. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton. From this reason, Yom Kippur never take place Friday. Never take place Sunday. Because never Shabbos after Shabbos. When it means 1 day of work, and now I stop my work, and I can walk to Shabbos. Because all the idea of Shabbos is to give me the opportunity to check what I do in the week, what I do in my life, and now to raise, to fix, and to continue. For this reason, we need minimum 1 day of work. It's very, very interesting. Shabbat we find one more time. In Shemitah. In Shemitah we find also Shabbat Haaretz. Yovel have exactly the same dealing what we have in Shemitah. No, as we see Shabbat after Shabbat, because Yovel is a 50 year, and Shemitah is a 49 years, but very interesting, the Torah does not mention about Yovel, the word Shabbat. The Torah says, V'kidashtem et Shnat HaChamishim. Aloch Hadik is exactly the same. But the word Shabbat, we don't find about Yovel, because never Shabbos after Shabbos. Now, if this is the concept of Shabbos, if this is the idea of Shabbos, I would like to move to the next step. Yerushalayim almost destroyed. No one can walk in and walk out. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Gemara in Gittin tells us, the great God Lador and great leader of Am Yisrael understand we need to do something. All the gangsters don't give anyone permission to go outside, to buy food, to do anything, not to negotiate with the army of Rome. And he understands we need to do something. He said to the students to announce, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away. Because only in this way they take him and to bury him out from Yerushalayim. He go outside. He started to talk to the head of the army of Rome. In the middle of the conversation, he said to him, look, soon somebody will come from Rome and give you letter, you become the king of Rome. This exactly happened a few minutes after, and he's so impressed. He said to him, Rebbe, ask him what he wants. One of the things what he asked him is, Yavne v'chachameh. And Rabbi Akiva and other chavarim say, why you ask Pinger when you can ask all the him? Why you don't say to him, please, take all the army back to Rome? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understand, Yerushalayim will destroy it. No question. It's only question of time. If not now, a few years later. But this is what happened. What Rabbi Yochanan want to do is to build bridge between Galut, between Churban and Geula. And he understand the key of this bridge is Yavne. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachot, every student in Yavne, every student, when he leaves the yeshiva and somebody says to him, say something, what you learn in the yeshiva? The first dvar Torah, what he says, I am person, a new person. I wake up every morning to my work, you wake up every day to your work. I'm not involved in your business. You're not involved in my business. Maybe my life is more rich from your life. Shanim, we know, we learn. Echad amarbeh, ve'echad amamit, ubilvad, sheyichaven libo. Rashi, and the Maharsha explain clearly. We talk about two people. One and sit and learn Torah all the day. One stay in the office all the day. Maybe my life is more rich from your life. Because what do you do all the day? You sit in the office. But a man, what do you have at the end of the day? God is garnished. I sit and learn Torah, I teach Torah, spiritual life, spirituality life. Maybe my life is more rich from your life. Comes the man say never. Our life is completely equal. Completely equal. If you sit and learn 10 hours, or you sit in the office 10 hours, this is completely equal. Why? Because we have one goal in our life. And the goal is to bring Kvod Shamayim. How to bring Kvod Shamayim? Everyone listening. Everyone in this area. If we remember this, we understand what is the real priority in the life, and this Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai understands the bridge between Galut and Geula. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit uvilvad sheyichaven libo. This Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai want to have. How Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai knows this is real life? How he knows this? He learned this from Yeshayahu Navi. Yeshayahu Navi talk about different stones that the Kodesh Baruch Hu use to build Yerushalayim in the end of the days. The Navi tells us, Aniya Soara lo Nuchama, Hine Anuchim Marbitz Bapuch Avanayich, Vinsadetich Basapirim, Vesamti Kadkod Shimshotayich. Different kind of stones that the Kodesh Baruch Hu to build Yerushalayim. One of the stones, the name is Kadkod. Very interesting stone. It's a Gemara in Masechet Baabata explain in Daf Ayin Daled what is mean kadkod is kaze vekaze. It means we combine two stones together. What kind of stone? Shoam and Yashpe. Shoam and Yashpe. This is stones from the Avnei HaChoshen. Oden, Pitada, Bereket, Nofer, Sapir, Yalom, Leshem, Shvuah, Achlama, Tarshi, Shoam v'Yashpe. Shoam is 11 stone, Yashpe is 12 stone. Shoam, 11 stone, is Yosef stone. Yashpe is a 12 stone, Binyamin stone. Yosef represents a big businessman all over the world. He supports everyone. Yashpe, the stone of Binyamin. This represents people who sit and learn Torah. Because in the area of Binyamin we have Kodesh HaKodeshim, we have Bet HaMikdash. It's a question in the end of the day, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu want to build Yerushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu means because who? Because people would sit and learn Torah all the day and really take this seriously. Also people would go to work but have right a priority in their life, know what is important, know what is in Torah, kviyatitim la Torah, limud, etc., etc. Kodesh Baruch Hu and argue, two angels argue about this and also Tanaim and Amoraim argue about this. Kama Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, both. Shoam v'yashpe. Kadkod. Kadkod not wizkuf, wizkaf. Kadkod, kaze v'kaze. It's not because Baruch Hu said, I need both of them. This, what bring Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai to ask for Yavne v'chachameh. And the Gemara comes and tells us, in Masechet Shabbat of Lamed Aleph, one of the questions that Kodesh Baruch Hu asked everyone after 120 is, Kavata itim la Torah. Kavata itim la Torah. Is Rashi tells us about Kavata itim la Torah, לפי שאדם צריך להתעסק בדרך ארץ, לשון Rashi. You need to go to work. לפי שאדם צריך להתעסק בדרך ארץ, שאם אין דרך ארץ, אין תורה. לפיכך צריך לקבוע זמן קבוע לתורה. Not only this, Rashi in עם קהלת, שאין פרק ת' פסוק ת', ראה חיים עם אישה אשר אהבת. Enjoy your life with your wife. עזרה שאקספן what is mean, ראה ואהבן ללמוד אומנות ולהתפרנס עם תלמוד תורה שבידך. Learn something with Torah what you have before and after. Because in this way you have the right life, you're busy. You don't have time for עבירות. This is what Rashi explained. חזל תזס כשם שהתורה ניתנה בברית, אבל ברבי נתן ככה מלאכה ניתנה בברית. This, חזל explained, ששת ימים תעבוד, זו מצוות שבת. ששת ימים תעבוד, זו מצוות שבת. Don't feel if you go to work is life of בדיעבד. If you go to work, okay, I'm a second level. Never. Your life is completely equal to everybody else. And it's not different if in the shul you sit in the mizrach or you sit in the less chair beside the door. Because Baruch Hu don't measure you the place that you take in the shul. This is Sheshit Yamim Ta'avod, Zo Mitzvat Shabbat. And also, Chazal come and tells us, ושמעו בני ישראל את השבת, לעשות את השבת. How we make Shabbat? If I walk, I stop from my walk and I walk into Shabbat. And הקדוש ברוך הוא, גמרא במסכת חגיגה טנזס, every day crying, and two tears fall from his eyes. One of people what can sit and continue and to marbitz Torah and go to do something else. People what not supposed to be to marbitz Torah and they go to a field of chinuch. Because we need to have the right people in the right place. Because the goal is to marbitz kvod shamayim, to bring kvod shamayim. So interesting. רבי יצחק קוטנר, זה חצה דיקי ברוך, זה ראשי ואוף חיים ברלין, after he passed away, the students public the letters, what he sent to the students. One of the letters, he got it, צדיק דלן, 94 letter, he say, one of the students returned from Eretz Israel, he said to him, רבי, I'm very confused, in Eretz Israel, I sit and learn Torah all the day, I came back to America, I go some college to learn a little bit, and I feel I have double life. It's making me really confused. Maybe I do something wrong. And Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner answered to him and say, double life is mean, person would stay in his house 3 days in the week, and another 3 days in a hotel. This is double life. But person would have apartment with a 2-bedroom, and now he moved to 3-bedroom, this is broad life. You don't have double life. And I remember he said, when I visit Beit Cholim Shari Tzedek, and the head of the hospital, Dr. Valach, in these days, take me to show me all the places in the hospital, I see in the elevator one of the doctors go with somebody to make an operation. And he said to him, tell me, what is your mother's name? And the person who goes to the operation say to him, why do you need to know my mother's name? He said, I want to say a few capital tilling before I start the operation. And he says this story to one of Gdolei Yerushalayim, and he's so impressed, he said, I'm jealous. This is real Kvod Shamayim. And this, what Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai understand. From this reason, Moray v'Rabotai, Pile Pile Ploy, we stay 38 years after Shichur Yerushalayim. I want to tell you two stories. One what happened to me 30 years ago, and one what happened to me last week. 30 years ago, my father, Zichrono Livracha, was one of the soldiers who walked to Yerushalayim with the Chativat Yerushalayim in the war. I don't see him a few weeks before the war starts. Stands out. A few days before the war starts, he get a day off. And he come, you know, day off after so long days, but he don't stay in the house, he have many things to do. I said to him, Abba, I don't go to the school. I want to work with you. I want to go with you. And I remember I'm a child in the beginning of elementary school, and we going from some reason to buy Tvagan. I don't know what he do in this place, but I remember in big field, we see a lot boxes. Thousands and thousands. I said to him, Abba, למה יש פה כל כך הרבה קופסאות, ארגזים? Why is important? He said to him, it's not boxes. This is kafan. If חס וחלילה, a big tragedy will happen in Yerushalayim, we'll use this to bury all the people what will die quickly. I'm shocked. But few months after, we use all these kafans for free to people in Yerushalayim to build sukkah. Because Baruch Hu come and say, when you together, when you understand everyone need to answer, don't build me aronot kvura. Can kafan we say in English? Yes, to use this for people. Don't build this for me. You will use this for sukkah. This is what happened to me 30 years ago. Last week, I spent Shabbos in Ashdod. Ashdod is a very special city in Eretz Israel. It's the city number 5 after Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, Haifa. We have Rishon LeZion and Ashdod. And you need to walk from one area to the other area. It takes time to walk because it's very long city. And after I finish one of the shiurim, some people walk with me to the other shiurim. They have time, they enjoy. One of them walk with me and he say to me, my name is David Chatuel. David Chatuel. David Chatuel, when he say to me this name, I am in shock. David Chatuel lose his wife and only children, 5 children, a year ago, when the terrorists kill them, when the mother takes them back home. But normally when they shoot people, they shoot and they run away. In this place, they shoot and they go to check if everybody died. The kids, the children, after they know everybody died, they run. And he stay alone, he don't have anything. Nothing. And was very a big tragedy what moved everyone in Eretz Israel. And he walked to me and I know I need to go to the next place, it's taking me 15, 20 minutes, and we need, he walked with me. If he introduces his name, it means we need to start to talk. What are you saying to him? Not to say anything. How to say, not to talk about this? We need, it's come to my mind what happened with the Kloseburg Rebbe. When he came to America 2 weeks after the Second War over, one of his chassidim asked him if he can come Sunday in Brit, one of his family. The Rebbe said yes, but I also want to say the broches and to announce the name of the baby. I say, good. Don't know why he asked for this also, but he said good. After the Brit over, he said, I want to sit in the, to celebrate the Sudas Mitzvah, and also ask permission if I can say a few words. This is completely unusual in Tzanz. And the Kloseburg Rebbe say, probably you want to know why, when they ask me to come Sunday, I also ask for the brochas. Why we don't give it to somebody else? I will tell you. When I say, Va'evor alaich, Va'erech, mitboseset bedamaich. If you remember the Brit, he said to them, I stop a little bit. You know why? Because I see my wife and all my family. What they died in the Holocaust, they have 10 children. Everyone, nothing survived. When I continue and I say, bedamaich ha'i, bedamaich ha'i, I promise to myself, with this blood, I go to build new life. Bedamaich ha'i. And this is what he do. And look what happened today with all Tzanz, all the Kloseburg, unbelievable things. I said to him, Reb David, bedamaich ha'i, bedamaich ha'i. This is what I said to him. And he answered to me, I want to tell you, it's not easy for me. I stay alone. I lose everything what I have. But the reason why I never give up and I'm not broke, because I know if I will give up, they will win, and if I give up, I make big chilul Hashem. I cannot make chilul Hashem. I cannot. Look, person, what lose all his family. In our time, not in the Holocaust, in our time. Unbelievable. And he said, I cannot give up because I cannot bring chilul Hashem. It's kal vachomer what we can say in our life. And this what Chazal want to teach us. This what Chazal want to bring to our attention. Yerushalayim wait for us. Yerushalayim in 1948, we not get Yerushalayim. You know why? Because we have Etzel, Hagana, Lechi. We have different kind of groups of army. And if we will get Yerushalayim in 1948, what almost we get this, every group will say, I am the winner. Because me, we get Yerushalayim. Because we wait until 1967. When we one army and we one nation. And now he say to us, please walk into Yerushalayim. In 2 days, one day, you get all Yerushalayim. This is Yerushalayim. And this is what we need to remember today, more from every time before. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. For me is no question. The challenge of our generation, for me is 1000% clear. The challenge of our generation is, one, to come together, two, to feel proud about what we do. Not to feel, he make in this area, he is rabbi, he is this. No, to feel proud about what we do and to bring Kvod Shamayim in our field. This is a way how we can build Yerushalayim, how we can rebuild Yerushalayim. And this brings us to understand now something very, very interesting. We go out of Egypt, and please, I would like a few minutes to see inside in the Korot, what we have not every one of them, only a few. When we look inside, in the Maré Mekomot, we find, we go out from Egypt, everybody knows it, the Dvar Benisan. Paragraph 9, the Torah tells us, וישו בי אלים, ויבואו כל הדת בני ישראל אל מדבר סין, אשר בין אלים ובין סיני, בחמישה עשר, פלוקן פוטליים, בחמישה עשר יום, לחודש השני, לצאתה מארץ מצרים. תדבר יהיה, this is exactly the day, what we land in the place, the name of the place is מדבר סין. Fine. What happened in this place? ואילונו כל הדעת בני ישראל על משה ועל אהרון במדבר. Everybody start to complain. ויאמרו עליהם בני ישראל מי ייתן מותנו ביד השם בארץ מצרים. בשבתנו על ציר הבשר. בו אוכלנו לחם לסובע. כי הוצאתם אותנו אל המדבר הזה להעמיד את כל הקהל הזה ברעב. עם ישראל start to complain. They remember the great food that happened in Egypt. And the great meat. And they don't know what to do now. קדוש ברוך הוא עושה את משה רבנו, don't worry, ויאמר השם אל משה פסוק ד', הנני ממטיר לכם לחם מן השמיים. Tomorrow everyone will get his food from the שמיים, לחם מן השמיים. And they go to collect every day, except פסוק ה', והיה ביום השישי, והכינו את אשר יביאו. Friday they need to collect double, because Shabbat they cannot find bread. Good, this conversation take place when Tetzvav Iyar, the Torah says black and white. What day in the week is Tetzvav Iyar? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? The Torah don't say this clearly, but the Torah talk about this also. Because in paragraph 9, in the first pasuk, the Torah tells us, וישו מאלים, ויבואו כל הדת בני ישראל למדבר סין, אשר בין אלים ובין סיני, now listen carefully, בחמישה עשר יום, לחודש השני. The word יום is extra. בחמישה עשר לחודש השני. In 15, in the second month. Why the word יום is important, it's not necessary. And the Torah don't wrote word what is not necessary. It's the word יום is extra word. קם חזל and say, paragraph 10, in the מחילתא, בחמישה עשר יום. למה נאמר יום? מגיל שאותו היום era Shabbat. This day, Tetzvav Iyar, when we go out from Egypt, when Am Yisrael will complain about the food that they have in Egypt, take place when? In Shabbat. And in this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, and say to him, from tomorrow, they will get everyday food from Shamayim. Man. This means tomorrow is what day? Is Tetzayim. Chazal come and say, paragraph 11, the Yom Tetzayim, התחיל המן לרד. ואם כן, השבת הראשונה שפגעו בה, the first time in the history, אותם ישראל קיפ שבס, היה כבית אייר. כבית אייר. It's the first Shabbos. Because man start to go on Sunday. Sunday is תזיין, יוזיין, יותחת, יותחת, כך, כפה לך כבית. Now, day after Shabbos, after the first week, the Torah tells us, עם ישראל מוב, ועשו מיילים, to where? פאורגרף 13, ועשו כל הדת בני ישראל למדבר סין למעשיהם על פי השם, ויחנו, please put line, ברפידים. This is the next place. It means Sunday, the move to רפידים. What happened in רפידים, פאורגרף 14, ויבוא המלאק, ולכן עם ישראל, ברפידים. המלאק, wait for us in רפידים, and we start to fight against המלאק. In this war, what we have against המלאק, we have something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu stay, he raises his hand in this situation, we win against Amalek. When he don't have Korach to raise his hand, we lose, yes? וידי משה כבדים, בפעם בפורטי זה תורת אלזף, פסוק י' ב', וידי משה כבדים, והיקחו אבן והשיגו תחתיו, וישב עליה, והארון וחור תמכו בידיו מזה אחד ומזה אחד, now please put light, ויהי ידיו אמונה עד בוא השמש. What is mean ויהי ידיו אמונה עד בוא השמש? What is mean? Is חזר come and say to us, ראי אדם אמונה עד בוא השמש, רשי explained, he prayed to win against Amalek. But חזל קמנציין פרוגרף 16, ראי אדם אמונה עד בוא השמש, he stopped the sun to set. He don't give to the sun to set. He keeps the sun in the sky. And this paragraph 16, וכאן מצינו שעמדה לוחמה למשה. Everybody know Yoshua stops the sun. שמש בגבעון דון ירח בעמק האלון. But how you know about Moshe Rabbeinu also stops the sun. וכאן מצינו שעמדה לוחמה למשה. בשעה שעשה מלחמה עם המלאק, שנאמר בידי משה כבדים, וכי עד אותה שעה לא באה השמש. עוד מין, והיא אדם אמונה עד בוא השמש? אלא, זו חמה שעמדה לו למשה. משה רבינו also stop the sun, don't give the sun to the set. Why? Why need to make this miracle? חזל explain, מפרק דרב לזר פרוגרף 17, we have few miracles when we go out from Egypt. The sixth miracle is, המופת השישי, מיום שנבראו שמיים וארץ. השמש והירח והכוכבים מכל המזלות היו עולים לעיר על הארץ, והם מערלים זה עם זה. Sun we have in the day, moon we have in the night, with stars, nothing changed from the day that the Zbogu created. עד שבא יהושע ועשה מלחמתן של ישראל, he fight against Amalek, והגיע פליספוט ליין ערב שבת, וראה בצרתם של ישראל שלא יחללו את השבת. פילק לאים. יהושע understand, ולא סמוי שרבינו, the first time in the history, what we keep Shabbos was last week. Shabbos bias is something new. על פי הלוכה, no question, we can make war in Shabbos. Normally, we can drive, we can do everything. But Moshe and יהושע said, one minute, this is only the beginning of this mitzvah. If we give them permission now, in the second Shabbos, to make the war, and they can do anything, all the concept of Shabbos will come very weak in the future, because this will make them confused. They don't have enough practice about Shabbos. Is what Moshe and Yoshu do? Yoshu fight against Amalek, and Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hand and stops the sun, and the day continue and continue until they finish the war against Amalek. Because this was Friday. אם כך הבוי סלמיסים דרי פרפני, פילפ לאי, what day we return to מדבר, to רפידים? כף גימל, yeah, yes, this is what we say in חזל. כף גימל was Sunday. This is the day we move from מדבר, sin to רפידים. The war against Amalek take place when? Friday. כף גימל, כף דלת, כף אי, כף וו, כף זין, כף חט. The first war in the history, what we do against anyone, take place when in Kafchet B'Iyar against Amalek. This is the first war to do in the history. And what Amalek exactly want to do? Kiyad al Kesia. He want to put his end of Yerushalayim. The war of Amalek is not us when we stay in the desert. He know we go out, he know exactly we will cross the Arden River and our capital is Yerushalayim, and Chazal say Kiyad al Kesia. What is Kesia? חזל קם אנסי פאוגף 19, בעת ההיא יקראו לירושלים כיסא השם. From this reason מלחמה להשם באמלק מדור דור. Why מדור דור? Because the goal of אמלק is ירושלים. This is in one end. In other end, we have other end against ירושלים. What we say every time is a תפילה. מפני חטאינו גלינו מארצינו, מפני היד שנשתלחה במקדשך. מפני היד שנשתלחה במקדשך. What kind of end? Who? End of who? ישמעאל. ידו בכל. והוא יפר האדם ידו בכל. Is we have one end of ירושלים, is Amalek. Other end is who? ישמעאל. And when we win, not completely, against ישמעאל, the symbol win against ישמעאל take place when? כפחת יער. We return to ירושלים. And we say, הר הבית בידינו. הר הבית בידינו is not when the soldier land in הר הבית and we put the flag in הר הבית. What Mota Gur say in 1968, הר הבית 67, הר הבית בידינו is mean הר הבית בידינו. We have the opportunity to really have הר הבית. We really have the opportunity to help, not to walk in or to fight against the Arab. No, to come together. To understand everyone is important. Everyone needs to bring Kvod Shamayim in his life, in his field, in his area. And in this way, we can say Arab, they are dangerous need to get this. They are dangerous to bring this. We need to stay against these two hands, hand of Amalek and hand of Ishmael. Amalek and Ishmael really want to destroy this kind of concept of life, what we have. What we understand the real power is Jewish life, and we feel proud with this all over the places. This exactly is the war what we have. If we win in this war, no one can stay against us. These two wars take place in Kafret Beyar. The first, against Amalek. With Ishmael, also Kafret. Kafret Beyar. And this will work together. And we need to remember. Yad, Al-Kesia, Yad, Begimatria is 14. Twice Yad is 28, Kafret Beyar. This is our koach. Our koach is not physical power. We see today, physical cannot help. The spirituality power, what we have. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understand. Before Yerushalayim destroyed, this is the way to rebuild Yerushalayim again. Ani bria, chaveri bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, lo avo Yerushalayim shel mala, lifnei sheavo Yerushalayim shel mata. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to see Yerushalayim shel mata? Real spirituality power, what we have. And now we come together. בזאת השם הוא בזוכה, because this, to say to each other, שמחתי ואומרים לי, בית השם נלך, בירושלים הבנויה, כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו.